Now, the following is an unconscious process called the Garden of Your Mind, and it's from the Art of Reframing lesson. So let's begin. And once again, if you're driving your car or operating any kind of heavy machinery, then please don't listen to this audio program. I want you to begin now and to allow yourself to completely relax. And just allow yourself to totally let go. Focus in on your breathing. That's it. Notice how easy it is for you now to just become at one with your breath. And it's really like just going into the eye of the storm. And I want you to imagine now that you're walking your success path. And all around you is the garden of your mind. And as you look around your garden, everywhere that you look, there are beautiful flowers and beautiful trees, and some are brighter than others. And occasionally you can see some weeds. And these represent all of the experiences that you've had in your life, and all the programs that have formed as a result. And as the good gardener, I want you now to think back to a situation in your life that you consider to be less than ideal. Something that you could even consider to be negative. And I want you to stand back and look at it now from a completely different perspective, where you're just flexible, and I want you to find the positive message. Who has this allowed you to become? What was the lesson that you had to learn? I want you to just go a little deeper now to find that lesson, to find that positive meaning from this experience. What have you learned, or indeed learned not to do, in order for you to grow into and evolve as the person who you are now? Feel how empowering it feels to be that person of flexibility. By doing this right now, you are joining the mindset of the masters. The greats like Thomas Edison or Walt Disney or Gandhi or Richard Branson, or whoever else comes to mind who you hold in high regard. These masters all had flexibility, which gave them more choices in order to succeed. And now you are joining the ranks of the masters. And take a look around at your garden now, and look at all the flowers that are blooming. And water those flowers. I want you to think back to a time in your life that was a great success for you. A time when you were on a roll and unstoppable, where everything and everyone that you touched benefited from your magic. Be there now, looking out through your own eyes, feeling those feelings and hearing those sounds, as if you were right there, right back there, right at this moment. What were you doing? What were you achieving? How were you feeling? What were you hearing? And bring that up to absolute perfection right now. That's it. Relive it now in all of its glory. Bring it up in surround sound technicolor, and notice as you do how it stands out in your mind, how it stands out in your garden. That's really excellent. And now I want you to visit a time in your life when you really felt supremely confident, when you felt so confident that you knew that everything was just going to work out perfectly, that you were in the perfect place at the perfect time, doing the most wonderful thing, feeling those feelings of confidence. And I want you to be there now, looking out through your own eyes, feeling those feelings, hearing those sounds. And once again, what were you doing? What were you achieving? How were you feeling? And bring those feelings of confidence and this picture that you're looking at now up to absolute perfection. Make it more colorful, make it brighter, make it bolder. And turn up the volume. Add in those feelings of emotional intensity, those feelings of joy and happiness that accompanied that feeling of confidence. And bring it up to complete perfection now. Even better than the original experience. And that's really excellent. And as you walk along your path, looking at the wonderful garden that you're cultivating now, you know that day by day in every way, this is how you become a mind master. You're just enhancing all of the great positive things that have already happened in your life, and you can use these in the future to support you, to really help you to realize all of your dreams. So go ahead now and cast your mind into the future. Look ahead on your success path to a signpost up ahead in your future. And take with you that ability to be flexible, to see the good in any situation. Take with you those feelings of being on a roll and being unstoppable, and those feelings of confidence. And take all of these traits with you now into that scene in the future. And notice how that gets so much brighter, how it enables you to realize those dreams effortlessly and elegantly at a much higher level. So take a look around in your future at what you've created. Be there looking through new eyes, feeling all those feelings. That's right, add in all those emotions, hear all those sounds. Amplify everything, make it colorful. Big, bright, bold. See every detail vividly. And notice how you're activating the photographic mind. And look at the garden now. In your future, take a look around at how everything positive just stands out. You look into the garden of your mind, and wow, you can just access all of these positive memories at will. So each time you do this now, you'll find that everything will become more vivid, more clear. You'll do it more effectively at a deeper level. And you know that each day in every way now, you're becoming that mind master. You're becoming the good gardener, tending to the flowers of your mind, and forging that new path towards your divine destiny.